Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Rajan Sadi. She is the Transportation Minister for the province of Alberta. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
It's my pleasure. I always welcome the opportunity to join you and to talk about transportation.
It's well, the main thing we wanted to talk about today, of course, we are coming up on summertime. That means it is a construction season around the province. Got a number of different projects all over the place, including quite a number that are happening up in our region as well. Why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, kind of some of the money that you got invested in sort of different quarters of the province with this?
Yes. You know, it's exciting whenever construction season is upon us. And I did an announcement last week just talking about the provincial dollars that are invested in over 300 capital and highway improvement projects across the province. So we are talking in excess of $1.4 billion. And yes, we do have a number of projects up in your neck of the woods there. And the primary project is the Peace River Bridge Deck Replacement Project, and that is going to be completed in the fall. And, you know, we are very cognizant of the fact that these projects are vital for local communities to make sure we've got economic trade corridors built and that we're taking good care of our infrastructure. So that's why we have these projects split evenly amongst the different regions. So we've got 75 projects in the central region, about 80 in north central, 73 in the Peace region, and 80 in the southern region. So it's great that I get the opportunity to talk to folks everywhere across the province about these projects.
Of course, as you mentioned, of course, the work on the bridge here in the town of Peace River is certainly the big one around here. You also got some other highways getting repaved around the region as well. How important is it to get you know, all these different projects happening to help you know, kind of the local economy and, you know, help this sort of infrastructure last for a long time around here?
It's very important. It's very important, particularly in light of all the supply chain issues we have seen that have impacted the costs around these projects. It's also important given that the BC storms actually ravaged their infrastructure, and it's been built back largely, but what that meant was that we had a lot of traffic coming in through our infrastructure, particularly Highway 3, meant that it was overused. So it really brought to light the fact that we need to make sure we invest, and we get some federal dollars in the province as well to help us invest further in these projects. Now, some of the more important projects in regards to economic activity is the Highway 40 twinning project, and that's going to be completed in the fall of 2023. There's a lot of oil and gas activity in that area, and it was definitely brought to light by the local communities. And they said, you know, it's a bottleneck. If we don't have good infrastructure coming in, it actually makes people think twice about wanting to invest in the area. So that's a project that's, you know, not too far away from your neck of the woods. But of course, we're looking at other projects as well across the province. We've got Highway 11 twinning. We've got the Highway 3 twinning. I just spoke about that. That's a very, very important project. It's an agri-food corridor. And as I said, we had lots and lots of traffic, lots of trucks using that highway when everything was shut down on the BC side. So there's a number of projects like this that are critical to bringing investment into the province. People think twice when they want to build a plant or a facility. One of the first things they say is, like, what is the road infrastructure? Like, can we get in and out easily? And what is that going to look like? So people don't necessarily realize how important transportation is for economic activity, but it is one of the key ministries that is vital to make sure that we can move goods on our highways safely and efficiently.
Certainly, no, here at Peace River, a lot of people will be excited to see once the work's finally completed on the bridge here. But another one project that is, you know, kind of be likely popping up in the next couple of years or so here is, of course, up in the Lacrete area, the bridge a lot of people want to see done to replace the ferry there at the Tompkins Landing in the Lacrete area. Is there anything, I guess, sort of new you can tell us about what's happening with that project and when can we see more work happening there?
First, you're right. That is another very important project. It's the first project under the FAST Act. It's going to be a toll bridge, and that was a request from the community because, again, you know, getting goods across through the ferry, it's not quite as efficient as actually getting that bridge built. Now, we are still having consultations with Paddle Prairie Métis Nation. They are very important partners in this project, and we want to make sure that they have a voice at the table as we design what this project is going to look like. And they've had a change of council recently as well, which means that it's very important to for me to go and meet them face-to-face and have some of these conversations. But, of course, it is a priority. It's a priority for all kinds of communities who are live in and around that area. And we are making progress, but these things obviously require buy-in from the local residents. So that is the only update that I can give you as of yet, but I do want to make sure that everybody knows it's a priority for me, and we are certainly moving as quickly as we can.
Getting back to the point earlier about the, you know, construction season with all these different things going on, that means obviously there's going to be a lot of workers out there, and you know, simply there'll be a lot of, you know, signs up to, you know, for construction zones, you know, speed finds double and workers are present. You know, I myself worked in had a part-time job in road construction many years ago, and I've had other friends and family involved in that as well. So how important is it for the motorists out there when they come across these construction zones to really be safe around these workers so that, hey, everyone can you know, get home safely?
It's critically important. You know, the safety and well-being of all the workers who work on these projects is of paramount importance, because we want to make sure that people have good-paying jobs, they're satisfied, they're fulfilled in what they're doing, but also being safe. And that's why we passed Bill 5, which required motorists to slow down when there are tow trucks or other vehicles with their lights flashing at the side of the road, because we know that this will prevent needless death or injury. And I always say that one of my paramount priorities as well in the ministry is to talk about safety on the highways and safety on the roads. So I would always echo these messages to motorists to be cognizant of tow trucks and other emergency vehicles that are pulled up on the side of the road, and slow down and make sure that those folks have the, it's not even a luxury, they deserve to feel safe and protected, and they deserve to know that our provincial legislation and regulations are designed to do just that. And I know that for people who drive frequently, sometimes you're not always as aware of some of these new regulations that are in place, but Bill 5 that we passed recently in the legislature does articulate new regulations for, or new requirements for slowing down. But other than that, I'm very proud, for the most part, of Alberta drivers. We do a great job as compared to other jurisdictions, and I think just keep, you know, driving safely and keep being aware of what's on the road and near and around the road.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we'd like to throw in a little personal question in there as well. Of course, as we mentioned earlier, we're coming up on summertime. A lot of people are going to be traveling out there, maybe checking out different areas of the province. Now, you yourself are the MLA for the riding of Calgary Northeast. What are some interesting things kind of going on in the riding over the next little bit that, you know, maybe people might be interested to check out over the summertime?
That's a great question. So Calgary Northeast is one of the most ethnically diverse constituencies in the entire province. So it is known for all kinds of festivals and fairs and people getting together and having dancing competitions. So that's what I would highlight, that almost every single weekend there is some sort of an ethnocultural event going on. And it's all about bringing communities together. It's about celebrating culture and heritage. And it's about connection. Connection is very important, particularly in this post-COVID world that we're living in. So watching children and youth and families and seniors come together just to celebrate life and sunshine and summer is really a lot of fun. And if anybody in the Peace River area wants to come to Calgary Northeast to attend one of these festivals or functions, just reach out. I would love to tell you more, and I might even go with you.
Sounds like you got a lot of stuff going on down there. The Rajan Sani, the Transportation Minister for the province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you. It's so great. Every single time I get this opportunity to chat with you, I leave smiling because you're so much fun to interview with. Thank you very much, Kyle.